If you're here and listening and committed to growth, you know in some fiber of your bones, whether you're having a meltdown and acting like a ladybug on her back right now, or just like pulling together every ounce of gusto and determination within you, you know that you are meant for bigger. You know that you are meant to help so many people and make a really big contribution in this world. You know that you came here for joy, not for chronic misery. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. What's up, Queen? Welcome to today's Divine Living Podcast. I'm super looking forward to being here with you on a subject that is not only near and dear to my heart, but I've had a number of clients request this subject as well. And it is all about taking the leap of faith. And if you are a woman on this planet today, I'm pretty sure that there is some beckoning, some calling, some tapping on the shoulder that's going on for you spiritually, where you are being asked, invited, or sometimes shoved into that leap of faith. Now, of course, we always have free choice, but I want you to know that whatever you are facing or thinking about, maybe a little scared by, maybe even depressed or annoyed by, or maybe really, really excited by, that there is this opportunity for an up level for us all. And for some of us, it's personal. For some of us, it's professional. For some of us, it's with our social circle. For some of us, it's with our family. But I want you to know that you are not alone in this. I want you to know that every woman you come in contact with is standing on the brink of her next level. She's kind of teetering at that edge and like, do I do it? Do I dip my toe in? Do I go full all the way? Is it going to work? Like, what is this next level? And so I want you to know this is normal for a very alive woman such as yourself to just be, you know, on this edge of really having the opportunity to leap or not, to take that leap of faith or not. And I'm seeing it come up everywhere. In particular, I see so many women who are in my vortex that so want to have the dream business, so want to get that dream business off the ground and getting traction with it. And for some, they're stuck in a job that is absolutely sucking the life out of them. For others of them, it's like being in a business that like hasn't quite gotten that traction. And for some of us that's a little more established in business, it can be there's like, do we keep doing what we're doing that we know works? Or is it time to call it end of era and take that leap of faith? So here's what I know for sure. Every single woman, and you listening right now, and me talking here with you right now, we are all given this opportunity to take the leap of faith into the next level. How do I know this? I know this because you're here and you're listening. And if you're here and you're listening, you are committed to growth. If you're here and listening and committed to growth, you know in some fiber of your bones, whether you're having a meltdown and acting like a ladybug on her back right now, or just like pulling together every ounce of gusto and determination within you, you know that you are meant for bigger. You know that you are meant to help so many people and make a really big contribution in this world. You know that you came here for joy, not for chronic misery. And for that to happen, there must be the up level. You've done this chapter, this season, this job, this program, this financial frequency, this relationship in its form. And so if there's anything that you're wondering about, here's what you don't want to wonder about. At the end of your days, you don't want to wonder, what if? What if I had quit that job sooner? What if I had taken that leap of faith sooner? What if I had submitted that book proposal sooner? What if I actually spoke my mind sooner, showed up as my real self sooner, took that risk on me, invested in myself, believed that if there's all these other people out there in the world that can get their business off the ground, that somehow, some way I can too. And as miracle-minded as I am, as much spontaneous gut instinct as I have, relatively speaking, I'm not reckless. And I think this is where we women have that fine line. We're like, well, where am I needing to be responsible? And where am I taking a leap of faith? Or where would that actually look reckless and be damaging? And I got to tell you, I think you know, because I think that you're more in tune than that. And I see so many women that they've been working their dream business as a side hustle, and they've been then going at it and making money and doing good things with it and getting some traction, but like holding on to that steady paycheck, corporate job, health insurance, whatever it is, because they just don't quite have enough of a nest egg in the bank according to their brain. But if I were to stop and ask you, if you're that woman, don't you know that it's time? Don't you know that it's time to take that leap of faith? And imagine what kind of business you would have if you were putting 40 hours a week into your own business versus that job you don't like and then trying to get your dream business off the ground on the side. And for others who are just starting out and like they don't have that traction yet, if I were to ask you, like, how would it be if you quit your job today? And they would say, well, as much as I'd love to, I don't know what I'm doing yet in my business. I don't have the traction. I haven't gotten paying clients. So this is not a leap of faith. That would be reckless. For the others that just know, it's time. You know, it's time for us all to get a little more uncomfortable. And for us to get uncomfortable, we got to be where we're at and go to the next leap. Because the next leap for me is not going and running 10 miles today. It's just not. I'm committed to my workout routine, but the next leap for me in that department would probably be running 1 mile, maybe two. I don't know. Haven't done it recently. And then when I get there, then I can go from 2 to 3 and 3 to, I don't know, can you go from 3 to 5 and then onwards? And that's what I want for you. I don't want to see you stuck and playing small and underreaching and doubting and doing more of the same old, that is boring. You're boring yourself. You're boring God. You know you're not living your potential. And at the same time, I don't want you to do an overreach. I don't want you to freak yourself out and take such a big leap that if you're jumping in between mountains, that you're likely going to crash because there's not a bridge in between. But here's what I know for sure. You know the difference between edging yourself out of your comfort zone, aka taking a leap of faith, and just being ridiculous and reckless, right? And so give yourself some credit. Give yourself some credit and take a look at where you're at right now. And what is the next leap? It can be exhilarating. It can be a little scary. It can be like, but it's time, because I will tell you what the scarier thing is, the unlived life. I will promise you what will keep you up at night more than you going in the direction of your dreams is that you staying stuck and wondering what if and watching everybody else go live their big life. And you knew that you had free will. You knew you had free choice. And down deep, you knew that you had what it took. So this is a wake-up call for us all to get out of same old, same old. You know, 2020, she gave us that. She gave us the big wake-up call. And we're not out of the pandemic at the time of this recording, but, and what are we doing with that wake-up call? Like, are we still just holding on to life or business as was, or relationships or team members or clients or programs or whatever it is? Or are we answering the call? Like, it was a wake-up call. Like, are we answering that call? Are we allowing ourselves to be woke? And I know for me, you know, I was sort of in this like haze for the first few months of 2021, sort of like kind of like coming out of like the dust, like of the explosion of 2020, like knowing that I'm moving forward, but couldn't see quite clearly. A lot of that dust, it's settling now and I'm seeing clearer, and it takes great courage. It has taken me great belief, not just in myself, but also in my connection with God. And it's taken great belief in the power of my next level to make some of the decisions that I've been making, to close certain things down, to end certain chapters. And the next level, it's not a step, it is a leap. But when we set the bar too low for ourselves and we just go step by step too often, it's just boring. Like sometimes there's time for that quantum leap, and other times it's appropriate for the steps. But I know that today you know the difference. I know that today you get to get out of any funk. You get to let the dust clear. You get to connect with God in such a way that you say, you know what? I'm asking to be led. And then I highly recommend, when you are led, go in that direction. If you have been led, then go. You know, so oftentimes we ask for a sign, then we ask for another sign, we ask for another sign. And then we're like, God, like, how come you haven't made it clear? And God's like, I've given you three different leadings here. Gave you the internal nudge. I gave you the external advice. I gave you the example from the person who was standing next to you, whatever. It's like, at a certain point, you got to be there for yourself. You got to be there for yourself. And that's what we get to do today. I want you to do it with me and do it with all the women in the Divine Living community. It's the thing that has me love women so much. Like, you know, when we're afraid, we tend to isolate. We tend to think that we're the only ones going through it, or that there's something wrong with us, that we're not more clear and all mountaintop-y high all the time. And I remember in my dark night of the soul seasons, or even in my ladybug on her back seasons or moments, I'm like, yeah, I'm not the only one. Like, wow, look at all these incredible, amazing women, mothers, sisters, friends. They're in it too. And yet they're still showing up. They're unsure too. And yet they still put a smile on their face today. They don't have the facts that are connecting all the dots yet either. And yet they're still going in the direction of their dreams. So sister, let's do this together. Let's do this together. And here's what I don't want. I don't want you sitting it out. I don't want you not taking up the space. I don't want you not raising your hand and being visible. And, you know, women are, we're so generous in some ways, but in some ways it's to a fault. And what I mean by that is it's time for us to give ourselves permission to take up more space in the world. You want to hear what happened to me at the gym today? I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I also can't believe I'm telling a gym story on my podcast, but it's true because I do spend an hour a day in the gym, an hour plus anyways. Anywho, I have my same ritual and routine and I'm totally into it. Love it. So I get up and I go downstairs and then I get my gym mat and I go and I lay it down in this certain spot that I like. And I put my bag there because that's where I go and I do like my stretches and warm-ups after I've done a little warm-up on the treadmill. So I go and put my mat where I want to basically reserve my space. And I've got my bag there. Then I go on the treadmill and I do my warm-up and I'm having a great time and listening either usually to Joel Osteen or Real Talk Kim and just getting all the high vibes and happiness. And then I go over to my mat today and there's a dude doing a plank on my mat. I'm like, what is happening? My bag is here. This is my mat. Like at this particular gym, like you got to go and get your mats. They're not just like laying out in the perfect spot. You got to do that. And I wish I was a little more queenly about it. I'm not going to lie. I was so thrown off. Like, this is what dudes do. They're just like, oh, there's a map. This must be for me. I'm just going to go take up space in the world. I'm going to go do a plank on this map because this is what I want to do right now. Glenn, I don't know if I should be telling this right now, but thankfully, hashtag baby love, decided to work out with my trainer also. And I train on Zoom. And I was like getting him ready. He was like a kid going off to camp. I was like, okay, do you have your water bottle? And do you have your gym bag? And do you have your, and he's like, stop it, stop it. I was like, do you want me to go with you and show you where the stuff, and he's like, stop it. And so I was like, well, you got, I was like at the last minute, I'm like, you got to bring earbuds. Cause you know, cause you put the like phone on the little tripod and there's the earbud, you know, training over Zoom. And he goes, I'm not bringing earbuds. And I was like, what do you mean you're not bringing earbuds? You're going to sit there and talk to a camera and for the whole gym to hear, and we'll just have them all listen to the trainer also? And he goes, yeah. I said, no, 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 no. You're bringing earbuds. You're not going to be that guy, not in the building I live in. So I am not here to say that you should be oblivious and go do a plank on someone else's mat. And I'm not saying to not use earbuds when you're at the gym training. What I am saying is if we could do a little bit of a pendulum swing. Here we are women like, oh, and I don't want to interfere with anyone. And I probably shouldn't take up space and I shouldn't ask for that much. And one of my just favorite clients almost broke my heart today. She's going through so much, so much. And on one of the last group coaching calls, spent some time with her. And then I noticed that on the next group coaching call, I thought I saw her like in the chat, but she like didn't raise her hand to ask a question. And I contacted her. I was like, hey, are you there? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? And she said, oh, Jeannie, you gave me so much time last time. I wanted other people to have their chance. I didn't want to take up too much space. Oh my goodness. If anyone deserves and needs support right now, it's her. And so I just want to say this to you that let's do a little pendulum swing here, ladies. Let's be willing to take up space. Let's be willing to raise our hand. Let's trust that God has all the support that we deserve and need to go to that next level and to take those risks. Take the risk. Sign up for the program. Raise your hand. Reserve your spot. Turn in the resignation if it's time for you to do that. And what I know is you know. It's never going to be that perfect thing. It's never going to be just gold embossed, etched in stone, neon lights. This is what you're supposed to do right now. Because I think that there's an element of faith always that's so important. And remember, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So have some faith. Have some faith in your God. Have some faith in you. Have some faith in your talent. Have some faith in that next level. Because as Real Talk Kim says, sorry, I keep quoting her. I'm just kind of a fan and I listen to her every day. So it's going to happen. And I got to give her credit. If you're still on this planet, God's not done with you yet. And if God's not done with you, this is my part, then God's got greatness because God doesn't do anything but great. And you are great. So take the risks, which is that it's a leap of faith. It's a leap of faith. And you do that, and I know that God's going to meet you there. All right? So let's put an end to those boring jobs. Let's put an end to anything that is boring in terms of life as usual. If that means certain phone calls with certain family members, if that means certain conversations with certain friends, if that means a certain way of being with certain clients. Let's shake it up, shall we? Because we're bigger than that and we're better than that. And I know that because that's who our God is. God wants so much for you and has designed and destined so much for you. So let's do that. Let's move forward in the direction of your dreams today, taking the leap of faith, not focusing on anything that we don't want and being singular focused on what that next step is. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need to be scatterbrained thinking about all the things. Think of what the priority next step is. You take that, then you take the next step and the next step. God's not done with you yet. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, we are so grateful. We're so grateful for your love. We're so grateful for your direction. We're so grateful for your guidance. And we just ask for extra courage today. We know that you know how amazing this next level, this next season, this next chapter is in every single one of our lives. And we know that we don't have your eyes, not yet, that we don't see what you see, but you do. So give us the encouragement and give us the comfort and give us the confidence to show up, to take the space, and to move forward in this next level, knowing that it's meant to be a leap of faith and that you will support us and protect us and guide us every step of the way. And with that, we pray believing, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book, I'll leave the link in the show notes, but I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.